West Wind, the Yankee Clipper Ship by Cornelia Meigs. Do you remember how Columbus's ship looked with its high, blunt bow and stern? For hundreds of years, sailing ships had been built in that way, and they were slow, clumsy, and hard to handle. Then came the Yankee Clippers, the swiftest and most beautiful sailing ships ever built. They were so beloved by all sailors that they were called the Darlings of the Sea. This author has made up an interesting story about a clipper ship. The Shipmaster and His Model. From the time when they first went to school to learn their letters, Jonathan Adams and Humphrey Reynolds spent most of their waking hours in each other's company. They looked for birds' nests together in the woods at the edge of the broad Susquehanna River. They paddled along its marshy banks. They played interesting games in that busy, entrancing place, Jonathan's father's shipyard. Or they would stand side by side, watching a great ship of war come sailing up the bay with square white sails and darkly outlined rigging, the vessel that was commanded by Captain Reynolds, Humphrey's father. The two boys talked much of what they would do when they were men. They would sit for long hours on the wharf, their legs dangling above the water, discussing the future. "I am going into the Navy like my father," Humphrey would say, "and I intend to sail in the finest and fastest ship of the whole fleet to the very ends of the world and back again. And I will have you for an officer, Jonathan." "No," Jonathan would return seriously, "I get sick when I go to sea, and I don't like hardtack and salt pork. No, I will stay at home in my father's yards, and some day I will build a ship that is a real ship, and not just tubs like these."